Okay, welcome back to the new month. It's now February. So today on the Path series, we're going to do an introduction to chaos magic. Welcome to my channel. You are entering the world of magic and mysticism with your host, Lee W. Johnson. Keep the lights on and help improve the channel by becoming a supporter for just $2.99 per month. Hit the join button. All right then, chaos magic, a fascinating and dynamic approach to the mystical arts, has captivated the minds of contemporary occultists with its emphasis on adaptability, pragmatism, and a results-driven mindset. All right, so the birth of chaos magic, starting with Peter J. Carroll and Ray Sherwin, which were pioneers of flexibility. The roots of chaos magic can be traced back to the collaboration of these two British occultists, Peter J. Carroll and Ray Sherwin, in the early 1970s. The duo co-founded the Illuminates of Thanatoros, or the IOT, an international magical order designed to break away from the constraints of traditional occultism. Carroll and Sherwin sought to create an organization that embraced flexibility, experimentation, and a rejection of dogma. We find the writing of Lieber Null and Psychonaut. The seminal work by Peter J. Carroll was published in 1987 and stands as a foundational text for chaos magic. This work serves as both a manual and philosophical guide, introducing key concepts such as belief as a tool, paradigm shifting, and the utilization of sigils. Carroll's work set the stage for a movement that prioritized individual exploration over rigid adherence to established magical systems. And the philosophical underpinnings of chaos magic, we start with Austin Osborne Spare, the Maverick Magician. While not directly associated with chaos magic, the ideas of early 20th century occultist and artist Austin Osborne Spare profoundly influenced the movement. Spare's concept of sigil magic, emphasizing the power of individual will and desire, resonated with chaos magic practitioners. His Zos Kia Cultus, a system that promoted spontaneous and individualistic techniques, laid the philosophical groundwork for the chaos-oriented approach. We then find Discordianism, the playful catalyst. The influence of Discordianism, a whimsical and irreverent movement, is evident in the ethos of chaos magic. The Principia Discordia, the foundational text of Discordianism, introduced the goddess of chaos, Eris. Chaos magic embraced Discordianism's rejection of fixed beliefs and its emphasis on the absurd, weaving these elements into its own eclectic tapestry. And then we evolve the practices and worldview of chaos magic. So the worldview of chaos magic is characterized by its flexibility, pragmatism, and a rejection of fixed belief systems. Unlike many traditional magical or spiritual practices that adhere to specific doctrines, deities, or cosmologies, chaos magic encourages practitioners to adopt a more fluid and adaptable perspective. Several key principles contribute to the unique worldview of chaos magic. Right, so we're going to go through some of these key principles, and we'll have a look at each one individually, the central tenet, and then the implication of that actual key or tenet itself. So we start off with belief as a tool. So the central tenet here is belief is considered a practical tool rather than a dogmatic truth. The implication of this is that practitioners view belief as a means to an end, a tool that can be temporarily adopted to achieve specific goals. This concept allows for the intentional and strategic use of belief systems. Second is paradigm shifting. So the tenet here is the ability to shift between belief systems or paradigms. The implication of this is that chaos magic encourages individuals to explore and experiment with diverse traditions, mythologies, and philosophies. This flexibility enables practitioners to draw from a broad spectrum of influences, adapting their worldview to suit their goals or circumstances. Third is ritual simplification. So the central tenet here is that rituals are psychological tools and simplicity is prioritized. The implication is that rituals are seen as instruments that influence the mind rather than as inherently magical actions. Practitioners are encouraged to simplify rituals, focusing on essential elements that resonate with their intentions. This approach allows for personalization and adaptability in magical practices. Fourth, we find results-oriented approach. The tenet here is emphasis on achieving tangible results. The implication is that chaos magic prioritizes the attainment of practical outcomes over the adherence to specific rituals or doctrines. If a particular method or belief proves ineffective, practitioners are encouraged to discard it and explore alternatives that yield desired results. Fifth, sigils and symbols. The tenet here is the use of abstract symbols or sigils to represent desires or intentions. The implication is that sigils are created and charged with energy to manifest specific goals. The simplicity and personal nature of sigil magic make it a popular tool within chaos magic, providing a tangible representation of the practitioner's will. Number six, individualism and autonomy. Emphasis on personal exploration and autonomy. The implication is that chaos magic rejects rigid hierarchical structures and encourages practitioners to forge their own paths. The movement values individualism, empowering each practitioner to develop a unique magical practice tailored to their preferences and objectives. Number seven, adaptability to contemporary culture. The tenet here is integration of contemporary influences, including science fiction and pop culture. Implication, chaos magic embraces elements from modern culture, integrating them into magical practices. This adaptability reflects a worldview that sees magic as a dynamic and evolving force capable of resonating with the ever-changing cultural landscape. Number eight, embracing chaos and uncertainty. So the tenet here is acknowledgement and utilization of chaos and uncertainty. The implication, chaos magic does not shy away from chaos, but rather incorporates it into the magical process. Practitioners are encouraged to navigate the uncertainties of life and magical practice, finding empowerment in the midst of chaos. So let's have a look at the concept of chaos itself. So the concept of chaos in chaos magic is multifaceted and can be understood from various perspectives, blending elements of philosophy, psychology, and mysticism. So here are several ways in which chaos is explained within the context of chaos magic. Firstly, primordial chaos, the metaphysical chaos. Chaos is often viewed as a primordial or formless state that precedes order and structure. In this sense, chaos represents the raw potential from which all things arise. It is the unmanifested infinite possibilities that can be shaped and molded by the will of the practitioner. Second, symbolic chaos. Chaos as a symbol. Chaos is seen as a symbolic representation rather than a literal force. It serves as a concept or metaphor to describe the inherent unpredictability and complexity of the universe. Chaos magic practitioners can utilize symbols and imagery associated with chaos to tap into the transformative and creative aspects of the concept. Thirdly, psychological chaos, or chaos within the mind. From a psychological perspective, chaos can be understood as the chaotic and unpredictable nature of the human mind. Chaos magic often explores the idea that the mind itself is a powerful force that can shape reality. Psychological chaos may be harnessed and directed through various practices, including meditation, visualization, and altered states of consciousness. Number four, adaptability and change, or chaos as dynamic change. Chaos is sometimes equated with dynamic change and adaptation. In chaos magic, the ability to embrace and navigate chaos is considered a key skill. The ever-changing nature of reality is seen not as a threat, but as a canvas upon which practitioners can actively work to manifest their desires. Number five, quantum and complexity theory, or chaos in science. Some chaos magic practitioners draw inspiration from scientific concepts such as chaos theory and quantum mechanics. The unpredictable and non-linear nature of these theories align with the idea of chaos as a force that operates beyond conventional understanding. Chaos is seen as a reflection of the inherent unpredictability found in the subatomic and complex systems of the universe. Number six, embracing uncertainty, or chaos as a liberating force. Chaos is embraced as a liberating force that frees practitioners from rigid structures and dogmas. It encourages individuals to embrace uncertainty and to navigate the unknown with creativity and adaptability. Chaos, in this sense, becomes a source of empowerment rather than a destabilizing factor. Number seven, Eris and Discordian influence, or chaos as the goddess Eris. Drawing from Discordianism, chaos magic often incorporates the concept of Eris, the goddess of chaos. Eris represents the disruptive and transformative aspects of chaos. The playful and irreverent nature of Eris is sometimes invoked as a source of inspiration and liberation. Number eight, subjective reality. So chaos as subjective experience. Chaos is considered a subjective experience rather than an objective external force. Chaos magic emphasizes the idea that reality is subjective and can be shaped by the beliefs and intentions of the individual practitioner. Chaos, therefore, becomes a subjective lens through which the practitioner interprets and interacts with the world. So let's have a look at some of the influential figures and movements within chaos magic. We have Robert Anton Wilson, a cosmic joker. So Robert Anton Wilson, a prominent writer and philosopher, played a significant role in shaping the intellectual landscape of chaos magic. Co-author of Illuminatus trilogy, Wilson's work blended elements of Discordianism, skepticism, and the exploration of alternate realities. His contributions to chaos magic lie in his promotion of skepticism, humor, and an open-minded approach to belief systems. We also find Grant Morrison, the comic magician. Grant Morrison, a renowned comic book writer and chaos magic practitioner, has brought the principles of chaos magic into popular culture. Through his works such as The Invisibles, Morrison weaves magical concepts into storytelling, demonstrating how chaos magic can be integrated into various creative expressions. His public discussions and writings have further contributed to the visibility and understanding of chaos magic itself. The Illuminates of Thanatoros, or IoT, the global network. So the Illuminates of Thanatoros, founded by Carol Ann Sherwin, remains a central hub for chaos magic practitioners. The IoT operates as an international magical order, providing a platform for collaboration, sharing of experiences, and the exploration of diverse magical practices. Its decentralized structure reflects the core principles of chaos magic, encouraging individual autonomy and experimentation. So let's have a look at chaos magic in the modern era. Popularization through literature and media. Chaos magic gained significant popularity in the 1980s and 1990s with an influx of literature articles and the growing interest in occultism. Books such as Phil Hines' Condensed Chaos and Robert Anton Wilson's Prometheus Rising contributed to the dissemination of chaos magic principles, attracting practitioners from various backgrounds. The internet and global communities. The advent of the internet further facilitated the exchange of ideas and experiences among chaos magic practitioners worldwide. Online forums, blogs, and social media platforms became virtual meeting spaces for individuals to share rituals, techniques, and insights. The digital age has allowed chaos magic to thrive as a global and interconnected community. Criticisms and controversies around chaos magic itself. One is the lack of structure, which becomes very much a double-edged sword. While the flexibility of chaos magic is one of its strengths, it has also been a source of criticism. Detractors argue that the absence of a structured system can lead to a lack of depth or coherence in practice. Some critics contend that chaos magic's eclectic nature may result in superficial engagement with magical traditions, undermining the depth of understanding achieved through more traditional approaches. Then we come to accusations of chaos for chaos's sake. Chaos magic has faced accusations of embracing chaos merely for the sake of rebellion or novelty. Some critics argue that the rejection of established systems and the constant paradigm shifting may be driven by a desire for iconoclasm rather than a genuine pursuit of magical insight. This controversy prompts questions about the authenticity and depth of chaos magic practices. So in conclusion, chaos magic stands as a revolutionary and ever-evolving approach to the mystical arts. From its origins with Carroll and Sherwin to the global network of the IoT and the influence of figures like Austin Osman Spare. Okay, so that's chaos magic, or basically an introduction to chaos magic. I am, again, as always, including a link to my Amazon shop or my Amazon storefront. And in there is a collection of some of the chaos magic books that I personally recommend. There's a variety of them from Peter J. Carroll. There's Phil Hine in there. There is, if I remember correctly, some books by Austin Osman Spare. And there is also Weaving Fate, which is a great book. All right. So I'm going to leave that. It's in the little eye icon at the top here somewhere in the corner, and also link in the description. So it'll take you to the whole collection rather than individual links to individual books. So it makes it a lot easier. Okay, and that's it for this week's, or this month's, Path series, Introduction to Chaos Magic, and I'll see you next time. Have a good one for now. Bye-bye.